Drive continues with Need to Know Basis on TSN 1200.
Welcome back to The Drive. Labor Sage and Matt Conazvita with you. Here is what you need to know. You need to know there was some drama today at the World Cup, and none of it involved England. 3-0, they beat Wales today and are off to the round of 16, where they will meet Senegal, who beat Ecuador 2-1 in a game they had to have. And Senegal is off to the round of 16, and they will play England coming up on Sunday. The Netherlands defeated Qatar 2-0, which put them at the top of the group, and they would play the winner of the U.S. and Iran. The U.S., Christian Pulisic, sacrificed his body, maybe in more ways than one, because he kind of got up in the air, scored the goal for the U.S. They beat Iran 1-0 to advance, although Iran had all of the play in the last 15, 20 minutes, just chance after chance after chance, and could not convert. So the U.S. will go on to play the Netherlands on Saturday, but it could be without Christian Pulisic, who is now at the hospital for abdominal scans for an injury to his abdomen. So hopefully for him, he can get back in the lineup with the U.S. on to the round of 16. There are 9 games in the National Hockey League tonight, and Matt Conazvita, don't often chit-chat during Need to Know, but I got to ask you, will Matthew Tkachuk be booed in Calgary tonight as the Florida Panthers are in Calgary for the first time, and Matthew Tkachuk comes back for the first time?
I say it's mixed, but the boos outweigh the applause tonight. I think you'll have some Flames fans who are appreciative and thankful, but I think the boos will have it.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. Probably because their team, I think if their team was doing a whole lot better, maybe it'd be more applause. I'm not sure, but yeah, I'm not getting the sense that Matthew Tkachuk is going to get a standing ovation tonight.
Probably not.
In Calgary, that game is at 9 o'clock tonight. Some big matchups. Tampa's in Boston tonight. That's a really good one. Colorado's in Winnipeg. That's also another good game. Like we said, 9-0. Roope Hintz, how about 8 years with a cap or average annual cap value of $8.45 million for the 26-year-old that signed an 8-year, $67.6 million in total contract with the Dallas Stars. As they said, Matt, hip, hip, Roope on their Twitter feed.
That's okay.
Okay, now I'll end Need to Know with another Twitter feed. Today is an anniversary. Let's see if I can do the math. The 13th anniversary.
Okay.
Something that happened 13 years ago today. One of the biggest things in Canadian sports that's happened in a very long time. We will remember it forever. How about this? The Montreal Alouettes have tweeted on this day, 2009, 13th man sure
helped. Too many men on the field.
Sure helped us out a lot. Happy anniversary at Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Was that Calvillo's first Grey Cup title? Because I feel like
I'd have to go.
My
back.
Memories of that game was like, because Anthony Calvillo, one of the all-time great regular season quarterbacks in my memory at the time. And I remember watching that Grey Cup with my dad at my parents' place in the living room and seeing the end of that game and just being crushed for Anthony Calvillo and being like, oh, another one where he falls just short and can't get it done. And I can't remember.
No, it was his second.
It was his second. So he must have had the one, but I was like, you really need the second to prove that it's not that. I mean, we've seen it with pretty much every quarterback except for Eli Manning, who doesn't get credit, that second Super Bowl, that second championship is huge. And I remember when that kick happened, being feeling crushed for Anthony Calvillo. And then, oh, no, wait, it's not over. What on earth? And, yeah, I remember as soon as you said the Montreal Alouettes, I knew exactly what you were talking about. Flashback to being in my parents' living room watching that game.
I'm trying to go back. He might have won a Grey Cup as like a backup and not. Because that was his second win. I'm just trying to find out his first win. Sometimes guys don't play a lot, but they're on the team. Regardless. Do you like the fact that the Montreal Alouettes are reminding the Saskatchewan Roughriders this?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. Especially after the year that the Riders had. You know what? Throw all the dirt you can on Saskatchewan. I'm all right with it. Looks like he won his first championship in 02. And then one in 09 and 2010. So we'd have to look at the 02 Alouettes team.
Okay, I don't have that in front of me, Matt, but
he was a CFL All-Star in 2002, so he must have been the starter.
Or else a pretty good backup.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty good backup. But anyway, 13 years ago, the 13th man. Yeah, I don't mind it either. It's past the Grey Cup. It's the off season, and who knows? We're hoping to talk to Sean Burke this week. See how the coaching search is going. Don't really know exactly how it's going, but in Winnipeg, we see a lot of signings. Adam Big Hill signed a 2-year extension today. We saw Willie Jefferson re-sign there. Of course, Zach Caleros re-signed there. So, be interesting to see where the Red Blacks are going to go. But I would think, if I were to guess, that they would like to have this done here in the next, I don't want to put a time frame on, soon would be the best way to describe it, so that they can go into the Christmas holidays. And when you ask for permission from other teams, you get a 14-day window. So the best way to do it is to try and line up that window with as many different people as you can, because you don't want, it's like if I want to talk to you, Matt, about my head coaching vacancy, and I asked you 2 weeks ago, 13 days ago, and tomorrow's the deadline where I can't talk to you anymore, but suddenly in 2 days or 3 days, other people are going to become available, or their windows, you know what I mean, haven't opened yet. I got to make a decision on you before I even start talking to some other people if those windows aren't open yet. So you try to get your window with as many different people as possible, so you don't just, okay, I got to make a decision on a guy without all of the information about the other candidates. This is not just a process that's an ongoing process. You have a 14-day window if you want to talk to people on other teams. And you have to line up those windows as much as you possibly can to get as many candidates into that window before it just expires.
And I think it's important for you to shed light on the process and how it's maybe not as straightforward,
right,
as a lot of people would like to think. And a lot of moving parts.
Yep. I mean, when you see stuff like this, you have to understand that. And I know, like, Marcel Desjardins was taking the task, right, for not letting Jamie Elizondo talk to another team in, like, March, because the windows had come and gone and that was it. And he decided no. But when a vacancy comes open, there are others that are going to try and make sure that teams know that they're available. And then if you're Sean Burke, whatever your window is that you have to try and get as many people in, you got to do all the digging and all the research, and you got to make decisions. But you don't get second chances after that window closes to be able to go back to the person in a month. So that's some of the pressures of being the general manager, and they got to get it right. You have all the time in the world to talk to Bob Dice. Because he works with you. Anyway, we'll try and catch up to Sean Burke here in the next little while and figure out what's going on with the Ottawa Redblacks. I can't believe there was a text that came in that said, what song is that? Opiated. Come on. It's one of their best. Would be in my top five, Matt. Hip songs, which I know, I always say this.
Yeah, it always changes, right?
No, but would it be different for every person that's a hip fan?
Mm-hmm.
Their top five would be different from your top five than everybody else's, and that's why I think the band's so great.
Locked in the Trunk of a Car, my number one.
Number one.
Particularly, there's this version you can find on YouTube of them playing the Grammys, but they weren't at the Grammys. They were like in a bar or something. But playing must have been on a satellite feed.
Yeah.
And that performance of the song is just phenomenal. Absolutely incredible. Little Bones was my favorite for a long, long time. I think it's been supplanted by Locked in the Trunk of a Car. I love Long Time Running. Like, there are just so many incredible hip songs.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this with Lloydie as well. I think Cordelia is usually his number one. And, like, I would say Nautical Disaster is usually your number one, but it changes. Ugh. Depends on your mood.
Could be the luxury.
Chris Stevenson is another one we've talked with who has so many favorite hip songs.
I saw the schedule. You know what? There's not a lot going on that day. I saw a day where I think it's you, me, and Chris Stevenson for 4.5 hours.
Oh yeah. That might be. Must be. I think the Sens are in Dallas.
Could be. But that could be a tragically hip day. Hey, Chris, if you're listening,
yep.
That could be a tragically hip day, just to let you know. Okay, back after Matt Connors Vita gives you a look at your traffic and weather here on The Drive on TSN 1200.
Let's get back to The Drive on the home of the Sens, TSN 1200.
Welcome back to The Drive, Lever Sage and Matt Connors Vita. Twin Flames, an indigenous band that played at the Redblacks game, doing a cover of Tragically Hip. Man, if as somebody that appreciates lyrics and history in music more than most, Matt Connors Vita, man, Tragically Hip. Throughout their catalog, probably, I don't know music like you do, so to be able to say this.
Oh, stop it.
Throughout their catalog, probably as much history of this country in their songs as any group that I know. Some interesting tidbits here. Just a day of interesting tidbits, really. The Sens on a 2-game win streak, but coming home and playing the Rangers tomorrow here at the CTC. Feels like a while since we've been at the rink.
It does.
So looking forward to getting back there tomorrow. Christian Villieu, Penn State, Ottawa kid, has gone into the portal, the transfer portal, because he's looking to start. Tweeted about 3 hours ago, being at Penn State has been nothing but a blessing. I want to thank my teammates, coaches, staff for the memories I'll cherish forever. I will be entering my name in the transfer portal with 3 years of eligibility. So hopefully for Christian, he can catch on and be a starter in the NCAA. Wouldn't that be cool? It'd
be awesome.
Yeah. It just seems to be getting more and more and more with this country and the city. It's pretty exciting. Like, to watch, I'm a little bit biased right now towards Neville Gallimore, but playing with the Cowboys, but having Jesse Luketa and Eli Anku and some of the guys in studio a while ago, 5, 6, 7 years ago, and to see what they're doing on this stage growing up in Ottawa and playing at the NFL level, amazing. Also, ESPN did the top 25 under 25, ranking the best players in the entire league that are under the age of 25. Who would jump to the top of your list?
Which league are we talking here?
NFL.
Top 25 under 25. Yeah, I got nothing.
Well, for me, like, instantaneously you start thinking of quarterbacks. So
my problem is I don't know all these quarterbacks' ages. A lot of them,
right?
Like, these rookies come in, first-year players, and it's like, yeah, they're 25 years old. And I'm like, wait, what? So that's I don't want to say, I don't want to throw
remember
a name
when
out.
Brandon Whedon won the Heisman, and he was 28.
Right. And that's what I mean. Like, as far as the NFL is concerned, I have no idea. Like, Ja'Marr Chase comes to mind, and yep. Joe Burrow. But for all I know, maybe Joe Burrow's 27. Like, I have
Joe
no
Burrow's
idea.
Over 25.
Right.
So, but Ja'Marr Chase is not. He is third on,
okay.
on their list.
So, one of the first names that came to mind for me, right in the mix, which is good to know. Yeah.
The first name that came to my mind was, of course, my guy, Micah Parsons.
Of course.
And wouldn't you know, Matt, number one.
Oh, no one?
On the list.
I should have known. If you're bringing this up, it's got to be self-serving.
No, it's not self-serving.
It's got to be pro-Cowboys.
I'm surprised that he's number one still. I know he's a great player. I watch him every week. He's almost unblockable. But what Justin Jefferson is doing lately, Justin Herbert is not 25 years old.
That's another name that I was like, I don't know.
Yeah,
don't
it could
know.
Be. Yeah,
it could be.
I know.
It could be. He's young,
Jalen
Hurts. Great quarterback. Yeah.
Jalen Hurts and Tua, both not 25
okay.
years old.
Yep.
So, like, quarterbacks came to my mind first when I didn't know who was number one. So mm-hmm. I clicked on the link and my immediate thought was, like you, Ja'Marr Chase's name came to the top of my head, but it was Justin Herbert and Jalen Hurts and those guys, which I thought would be 1, 2, 3. I'm like, oh, yeah, Micah.
Oh, how'd you forget Micah?
But Justin Jefferson, 2. Ja'Marr Chase, 3. Not a huge name, but Tristan Wirfs is an offensive tackle for Tampa. He's having just an insane year.
Mm-hmm.
Herbert.
So Herbert's the top-ranked quarterback.
Yes.
Which seems right to me.
He's 5. Jalen Hurts is 9. Tua is 10 on the list.
That seems right to me. And I don't want to disparage what Tua is doing in Miami, but a lot of the time I watch some of his throws and some of the plays that his receivers are making, and it's almost like it's an advantage for him that he's not as good of a quarterback as the other elite quarterbacks. Because, like, he's underthrowing his guys who have to come back to the ball, and the defenses are used to, like, they're in the right spot if it's Aaron Rodgers or Justin Herbert or Josh Allen throwing that ball.
Right.
But because it's Tua, and again, I don't want to take anything away because the Dolphins have been unbelievable. Tyreek Hill, Waddle, like...
Waddle's also 24.
Like, these guys are incredible, but it almost feels like part of the advantage is that Tua's like the southpaw that throws the ball differently than anyone else, and it's just so weird to watch some of these plays and how the team seems to be taking advantage from what might be shortcomings because he's surrounded by the proper personnel.
You know what name surprised me? He's number 13 on the list because he doesn't have a... I won't say he doesn't have a good quarterback because the quarterback's been decent this year, but DK Metcalf is not 25 years old yet, and it feels like that guy's been around forever.
Yeah.
Like, I never would have thought he would have been on this list just because he would have been too old.
So when you brought up that, you know, his quarterback's better than you would expect, I was like, it's got to be a Seahawks guy, but the only guy that I would put on the top list is DK Metcalf, and there's no way he's under 25. That's ridiculous. And that's again, that speaks to how bad I am about the ages of these NFLers.
But it is harder because some of them, if they, you know, they might redshirt for a year and then have their full eligibility. Do they come out right away? Do they go through their senior year? All of those things. Anyway, interesting. We'll take a break. Matt Consvito with a look at your traffic and weather, and come back and we'll look at the NHL games tonight. 9 on tap, including Matthew Tkachuk's return to Calgary. That Tampa-Boston game is going to be a good game too. Montreal hosting San Jose tonight. So we'll look at the schedule, a little bit more about the World Cup, and get you to 6 o'clock here on The Drive on TSN 1200.
Let's get back to The Drive on the home of the Sens, TSN 1200.
Welcome back to The Drive, Lieber Sage, Matt Conisvita. Matt, it might be a short show, but you've outdone yourself with the music here today. I just want to know that one person, okay, one person that can text in at 12-1200 knows what this is.
Well, Chris LeChampion is probably listening.
But, Matt, no hints. Just want to know that one person knows. Okay? You know who would know? Don LaGreca. He would know.
Would he?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Yep.
His brother would know.
Yeah, but that means he would know.
Okay.
Okay, we'll leave it at that.
I don't know everything my brother knows. Far from it.
Speaking of... Well,
no, way less than my brother.
Yeah, but is your brother a broadcaster? Does he in like the same line of work that you are in?
No.
Okay, well, those two are.
Okay.
Don and Dave LaGreca.
I guess that makes sense, because like my brother, the area where he's way, 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 way better than me is like geography.
I was waiting for you to say nothing.
Knowing... capitals of countries and all the different countries and stuff. But my brother works in geographic sciences. I work in broadcasting. So, you know what? You're right. Looking forward to working with Donnie tomorrow. Looking forward to being back at...
the rink.
The rink.
Finally.
Doing a show with you live from the rink.
The shooter, the Hall of Famer's in.
Oh.
Brad Smith at 5 o'clock. Dean Brown for hour two. We get you set for the New York Rangers and the Ottawa Senators. We'll play the Rangers twice, Wednesday and Friday.
Yan has texted in.
Postman Yan.
Hate his team, but love his promos. Great show, gents, yeah. As always.
Postman's the best.
Postman Yan knows.
He's the best.
He's pretty great.
You know who's also pretty good?
I'm a Yan fan.
Christian Pulisic.
Pulisic. So close.
Yet so far.
You had that look on your face like, I'm going to nail this, and then...
No, I didn't. I had this. I'm going to get it wrong.
No, you had the look like, I'm going to nail this, and then you said it, and your brow furrowed, and you went like, oh, no.
You don't know my looks, because I was like, I'm not going to get it wrong.
Pulisic.
He scored for the United States today in a 1-0 victory over Iran to push the United States through to the round of 16, where they will take on the Netherlands. But how about this? So he scores the goal in the 38th minute, but kind of gets in this weird spot with his body to get the ball in. He's in pain. He's got to leave. He goes to the hospital. What's he doing? Get the game on. So he's watching the rest of the game from the hospital in Doha. And has now come out and said he'll be there on Saturday. Like, he's playing. Gotta love those stories.
Oh.
He gets the only goal of the game. You know, soccer players usually do not get the benefit of the doubt when they go down. But after you score, you think, oh, there's probably something wrong with him. He's not getting up and celebrating, I don't know, the goal that's going to put them through to the round of 16. Goes to the hospital. No problem.
Just reminds me of my quarterback. Aaron Rodgers, who finally left the game against the Eagles when he was, like, doubled over in pain after every play. And after getting some x-rays and making sure his lung wasn't punctured, he was watching Jordan Love throw the bomb to Christian Watson. The great acceleration from Christian Watson. And, Aaron Rodgers saying he's going to play. He's going to keep playing. He doesn't want his job stolen from him. That's what's going on. You know what, Aaron?
You know what didn't remind me?
You're not going to lose your job.
I don't know how you got from the U.S. soccer team and a great story to Aaron Rodgers.
Because Aaron Rodgers made a point to talk about how he watched on a television as well when he was hurt. Oh, he only brought it up because he was asked. No, it is a great story and great news for American soccer fans.
Yep.
Maybe bad news for the boss.
Let's hope.
But, Christian Pulisic clearly... one of the most important players, if not the most important player for Team USA.
Yeah, he might be the most important guy for that team. Heavy underdogs, they'll be against the Netherlands. I've seen the odds already. U.S. somewhere in the plus 340 range. to win in regulation over the Netherlands, but I don't know. The Netherlands have looked ordinary so far. I mean, they're through, which is great. Maybe they're have yet to play their best soccer, but I think they've looked ordinary so far. And then England, no problem today with Wales, 3-0. And England wins their group. They will play Senegal, who beat Ecuador 2-1 today. So England and Senegal with lots of rest. They don't play until Sunday in the round of 16. So that's good for
big benefit for England.
Yeah.
For winning their group. And I think they knew that they would win their group no matter what today, as long as they didn't lose by more than four, and then scored a couple on Wales, and it was pretty comfortable after that. Ended up scoring a third. Tough tournament for Wales, although they did get the one result against the U.S. And, yeah, what a – I can't imagine how stressed Christian Pulisic must have been watching in the hospital. Oh. Because the last 15, 20 minutes of that game
crazy
was all Iran. Yeah. Iran had two absolutely golden opportunities in stoppage time.
One through the keeper's legs.
Nutmegged.
But didn't reach, obviously, the line.
Another one headed just wide of the post. You had pointed out there was a free kick that was real close, probably in like the 75th minute. It was a tale of two stories for the teams going through this afternoon, where England just cruised. They made some subs early in the second half because they knew, you know what? We don't need to worry about this game anymore. We can look ahead. We're into the round of 16.
All right, only a minute or two here. I think the Matthew Tkachuk going back to Calgary is the storyline tonight in the National Hockey League. That game is at 9 o'clock, but Tampa-Boston will be a really good game at 7. The Seattle Kraken, who just simply don't lose. They're in L.A. And, you know, another team that's kind of turned it around. And still, you know, they're 9-10-3, but boy, the Vancouver Canucks are a team that's turned things around in a big, big way over the last little bit. They are at home to Washington tonight. We're going to be at the rink tomorrow for a Sens game against the New York Rangers. Excited about that. We'll have some World Cup soccer for you. So Matt and I will be on from 4 to 5 tomorrow from the CTC. And then we'll have our pregame show at 5. Hope you have a great Tuesday night. And thanks for listening to The Drive on TSN 1200.